You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
It's always so weird how when we do the microphone check before we start recording, how you always like, so check, like it's so softly. And then when you start speaking, it's just like,
Did I go check?
Yeah, check is very, very low.
I was like, give me a mic check real quick. And you're like, mic check real quick.
Yeah, and it was very low.
It was not low.
Okay.
You, listen.
All right.
If you want to make it loud.
We're on. Hey, welcome to TJ and Jody's House. The premier podcast on the all of the internets and fax machines from here, sea to shining sea. And videoing on YouTubes. Mm-hmm. Always videoing on YouTubes. Brought to us again by our friends at Josh's Market. Yep. We love Josh and Garrett. They run the place.
Yeah.
And Garrett has been working very hard in a neck brace. I think he's out of the neck brace now.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him when I've been up there.
Yeah, nothing stops them from getting the fresh produce and all that you love, as well as we love. They helped us out with this thing that's burning up the YouTube right now, where Rob, Tech D Rob, has never really tried much fruit.
Right.
And so, did you video that, Mr. Todd?
Yeah.
That whole thing. So there's a big video of Rob trying fruit for the first time. And Alexis got all of it from Josh's.
Oh.
So yummy. He's eating blackberries and mangoes and all of that stuff.
Okay. Cool.
Josh's Farmer's Market is in Mooresville, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Mooresville, mm-hmm. and it's in conjunction with the YMCA there. It's on the grounds of the YMCA, mm-hmm. and they always have big stuff on the weekends, like, you know, specialty food trucks and dessert trucks and all of that. Bluegrass bands sometimes, and then I don't think they have many, like, death metal bands out there at the farmer's market on Saturday. But I don't know if it's always bluegrass type music, but it's always good live music and stuff.
Yeah.
It's family fun.
I can't stop thinking about those chairs. I want those chairs that they sell out there.
The ones from our video. Yeah,
I want that.
Well, I thought we were getting those. And you have to order them?
I don't know. I got to go look.
Mm-hmm. Because we're going to have a front porch to put them on.
I know.
In, you know, less than a month, they'll be finished with our house.
Yep.
And we'll have Josh's Adirondack Glider Rockers love seat combo out there.
Didn't they swivel too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't swivel. How's that?
Yeah.
They turned.
They rocked and spun.
Yeah.
They're going to spin with two people in them? So if one person doesn't want to spin?
No, they were separate.
It's not a ride. It's a separate chair.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Well, anyway.
It's not Tilt-A-Whirl.
Josh's Farmer's Market is fantastic.
Yeah.
And thank you very much to them for bringing us the magic every week. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be able to afford to sit here in the middle of the day and record a podcast like, you know, like people who don't have real jobs or anything. So.
Wait, you know another service they do? They will come to your house and bring pumpkins and all the things to decorate your porch.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they carve them and everything, or do they just bring you the supplies?
They bring you the supplies, but they set it all up and decorate it. So that's another fun thing they do. They do everything.
Okay. Why have you never used that service?
Because you tell me it's too expensive for me.
No, I wouldn't. I would just say I don't want to be tripping over pumpkins when I'm trying to get in the house.
And when I say too expensive, he thinks over $1.99 is expensive. So.
Can you hear her on that microphone, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, since you just...
Oh,
why do you think he can't hear me?
I don't know, because...
Am I not talking loud enough?
No, you're fine. All right, so...
You're a little loud.
There is a lot of stuff today on TJ and Jody's house, and some of it is going to be fun, and some of it is going to be not so pleasant, and I'll tell you why. I have a feeling that it's not going to be so pleasant in the whole thing.
Fabulous.
But we're not going to bicker or quarrel.
It depends what you say.
I refuse to engage.
Well, then don't engage.
Stop, look.
I can tell. I just know you're up to something bad.
And whenever I tell you what's going on, it'll all make sense after we just had this little outburst. So that's coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
TJ and Jody's House.
Okay, so you've probably been listening so far and you're wondering, why is Jody so grouchy today? Why is she in such a shrimp mood today? And she has a good reason for it. She is suffering, as my grandmother would say, my Nana, God rest her soul, in Jonesboro, Louisiana would say, she is suffering terrible bad with a sciatic nerve. She's got sciatica nerve problem. Is that why you're so testy today?
I didn't think
today?
I was testy.
Jody.
I didn't. But you know, yes,
the first step is recognizing we have a problem. And
you are not a counselor.
You started in being testy today, and I'm just trying to tell people so they don't think you're mean, that there is a reason, and it's because of your tremendous pain in your back and buttocks area.
Yes, it hurts.
Does it go from your back down through your buttocks, down your leg, like that kind of sciatic nerve pain?
Mid-thigh, yeah.
Mid-thigh.
Mm-hmm.
It is terrible.
It hurts really bad.
Because I've had that before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was on ice yesterday, then on heat.
I was alternating.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And for her to be doing an ice pack on anything
is bad.
A big deal.
It's bad.
You hate the cold.
She doesn't like anything cold.
But I was in misery.
And then she got mad at me because she couldn't find the soft blue ice pack thing. Like I did something with it. And she kept saying, well, Mom used it when she was here. And then I used it before that. Well, then why are you mad at me because you can't find it? That means that I didn't use it.
Yeah, but
I
noticed.
You must have used it.
I noticed you out in the garage digging in ice chests.
I just went and looked in the freezer to see if it was in the freezer out there.
I saw you digging in your million ice chests that you collect.
Because I was trying to help you find it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I had it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, see, I'm trying to be sweet and understanding.
Yeah, I was in pain and misery, yes. I'm better right now.
You are?
Yep.
So then you should have seen her yesterday, how mad and
I was an angry
terrible
bird.
To deal with she was.
I was.
But you've been doing something that has you excited and proud of yourself, and you've been an accomplishment. Yeah, because you've been redoing some furniture pieces.
Yes, I did.
Because we're getting a new house, and what do you call that you've been doing? Chalk paint?
Mm-hmm. Furniture, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all new hardware, chalk painting the furniture, trying to salvage what we have.
Mm-hmm. And it looks good.
Thank you.
But, you know, she's very good at, I'm going to say anything that you try, you're good at usually.
Thank you. That's very
almost
nice,
everything.
I don't
you're,
think
a,
so.
You're a go getter. The only thing I can think of
cooking, I know you're going to say it.
No. Oh, my God.
Cooking.
No, I was going to say the only thing that I ever remember you that you've tried doing and it didn't turn out right and it upset you was that time you tried to make that peppermint cake.
It's cooking.
But it was the one thing that
it's
you
baking,
just
though.
Yeah.
Baking, yeah.
You tried to make, I think it was a Paula Deen recipe for a peppermint cake or something and it fell apart or something like
but
that.
But you remember when we were first married and I tried to cook was I trying to do red beans and rice and I burn them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, I'm not a good cook. But I know it.
Okay, but I didn't say that.
That's okay.
You're saying that.
Because I know it.
You're a good cook.
Okay.
With certain things.
Yeah.
All right. I know. Okay. What is the little hamburger helper? Help, sir. Make a great meal. Some people can't even do that.
Okay.
Some people can't even do that.
Anyway, I love my painting, and if anybody has something old, that chalk paint is the best. Easy. You don't have to prime. Mm-mm. Paint. But it's amazing what new hardware will do to something.
Right, and it's not even that it was old and dilapidated or anything.
No.
We just are changing the decor. The colors and all in our new house are going to be different.
Yep.
You made it match.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did two pieces.
Did.
Then you're going to do another one.
Yeah.
When are you starting on that armoire?
Well, when you can move it on to, it's big. So if you can move it on to something to where I protect the floor so I can paint it.
Mm-hmm. So a piece of visqueen or something.
Yeah, something.
You're my visqueen.
Oh, my God.
All right.
And I'm here to straighten your crown for you when it gets crooked.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. What's next?
Let's see. Cover that you're suffering terrible bad with your back and buttocks and mid-thigh.
Mm-hmm.
We covered the painting furniture.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to how your mother spoils me. And how I upset.
Why are you smiling like that?
Because I think it is so funny that your sister got all bent out of shape at how much your mom mm-hmm. spoils me.
Right. So this segment because is about you?
It's about your mom. It's about your mom.
That's why you're all smiling.
So,
Me.
We didn't do a podcast last week because the schedule was thrown all off and everything because Ace and I had to go back to Louisiana for the funeral of our first radio boss and mentor and friend.
Mm-hmm.
He had passed. His name was Hollywood. Not his given name. That was a radio name. His real name's Dwight. And Dwight had passed.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back for the funeral. And I didn't think anything was different in the way that your mom was behaving toward
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
She had, they picked me up at the airport Thursday night when mm-hmm. I got there. Mm-hmm. And we went to their house and she had sloppy joes made for me, her homemade sloppy joes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were delicious. Mm-hmm. And she served it up to me. And when I needed something else, she would grab it. And
okay.
Your dad was part of that too. They were thrilled that I was there.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
I'm sure
overjoyed.
They were. I mean, the only time
overjoyed.
You come is for funerals. We discussed that.
Yeah.
And there you are.
By the way,
funeral.
Do you think I jinxed Hollywood?
I don't know.
Because last podcast we were talking about how I hadn't been there in so long and your mom was complaining about it because she loves me so much.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I said the only time I go back is for funerals and then he died.
I know. You think you have that much power?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
It did seem to come, the news came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
So again,
sorry,
somebody
Hollywood.
Passing away, you're going to take the credit for that?
Credit? No,
yeah.
I'm taking the blame.
Blame. It's all about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I hadn't even made it home yet. Back here to North Carolina before Jody's sister Christy had called her complaining about how how much their mom, you know, dotes on me and spoils me.
She wasn't
so
complaining,
to speak.
She just was laughing about it.
Sounded to me like she was complaining.
She was laughing about it.
She was jealous.
She was laughing about it. Yeah.
She's jealous.
Yeah.
Well, tell them what she said about when I was going to Christy and Chuck's house for dinner. What your mom, the conversation between them.
So they were cooking for y'all on Saturday to come out, and
my brother and me.
Yeah,
he was with
me. To my sister's house, and then my parents were coming out there, and my sister my mom said something about a dessert, or somebody said something about dessert, and she said, "Well, I'm not going to have a dessert." And my mom said, "Well, Richie likes to have something sweet, a dessert." And then my sister pretty much said, then you can fix it. Because I'm not. So she baked his favorite brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that was it.
And I appreciate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, so much.
Because
I'm not used to that kind of treatment. Like being able to have somebody do something that I like. I don't ever get that.
Mm-hmm. I know the feeling.
I mean, I can't tell you the last time that somebody in, you know, close to me in my life, especially a woman,
right,
would do something that I actually like,
right,
or enjoy, or something special,
uh-huh,
that I, you know, mm-hmm, when it's not even my birthday or
right,
something.
Right, I know. Me either. I feel you. I got it. I know.
I know you were just talking, and I don't know if you heard it or not, but the alarm on either the washer or dryer just went off. Do mm-hmm, do we need to pause so you can go take
no,
care of that?
No.
Oh, God.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
I heard it. I heard it.
Did you hear it, Todd?
I heard it.
Okay. Because we can pause and pick it back up.
Well, you can go take care of it because my back hurts.
I don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. You're so rude.
Oh, my God.
You are.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I'm
what?
Rude.
You
I'm
are.
Rude.
Mm-hmm. You are. You're ridiculous.
So you haven't been anywhere today, obviously?
Not yet.
Not yet. Where are you going? What's your day plan?
I have a few errands to run.
That's errands. All. That's all
you
I need to know is
that's
errands.
That's all you need to know. Yep.
Okay.
Errands. Yep. Okay. That's all you need to know.
Mr. Todd,
yeah,
can I ask you a favor, please?
Sure.
I'm going to get you the keys to Jody's car, and I need you to go get something out of there for me.
Okay.
Because I thought she was going somewhere, and she would have already seen it, but obviously she didn't. Hang on. Jody, say something. Talk to them, whatever.
Okay, well, what do we want to talk about?
Oh, this is awesome.
Let's talk about how he is... He's being a
this one's
today.
Unlocked.
He's on my nerves.
You know
what it is.
Sometimes this is
it's
daily.
Right here in front of the steering wheel. Okay, I'm back. He'll be back in a
you
second.
You put something in my car?
Mm-hmm. I had something.
It's something scary, isn't it?
Just because it's spooky season, you think I would be
oh
trying
God,
to scare
I
you?
Can't. Yes, you're so mean.
I am. I'm so mean.
I'm scared.
When do I scare you with anything? I don't do that. I don't scare you with anything.
Oh.
Oh, it's this. Now, seeing the way that you've been acting to me today, read that for the people, what that says, that I left in your car.
I love you, and you are the most beautiful and sexy. Did you have trouble spelling that, bless? Sexiest woman in the world. I'm so proud of you. Well, that is very sweet.
I know.
Did you plan this so that...
No.
Okay.
No, because I figured you'd be up and going somewhere today.
Oh, that's
and you
so
would
nice.
Have already found
Listen,
it.
You did...
Now, it just... Now, I don't... I'm not showing it now as the meaning that I had for you to find it earlier. Now, I'm showing you that you should feel like crap that you've been mean to me. In this little segment
yeah.
that we've had
but
of the podcast.
But you haven't been mean to me?
No.
Okay.
Not in the least.
All right. Well, anyway.
I'm already getting people, listeners and viewers are writing in and they're saying, what's wrong with Jody today?
Okay.
Why is she in such a funk is what, you know, and we're not, this hasn't even been broadcast yet and they're writing that in.
Uh-huh.
DMs. Right.
Anyway, you do that a lot. I have a whole drawer full of mm-hmm. notes that you leave me and it's very sweet.
Right. Yeah. But...
But what?
I just thought that I would, you know, point out how the treatment today is undeserved from you. And, no, I didn't have trouble spelling sexiest. I just accidentally made a stray mark on there and I had to fix it. But.
Because it says sexist.
Yeah, I know. I was trying
I'm a
to,
sexist.
Yeah, you are a sexist.
Sexist woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the most beautiful and sexiest woman in the world.
Well,
Now what?
Where are you going now?
I know. What the heck?
I need to correct. I'm
gonna
correct.
Okay.
Here, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take out that part and that part and all of that. And now that's my new sentiment. It's all been corrected. It's all been marked out.
Oh, no. I thought it was going to be something scary because, you know, I hate scary stuff.
And I don't leave things to scare you.
I know. But
I don't play those tricks.
I know. I do. That's what's bad is I'm scared, but I love to do things like that to people.
Yeah. We have this really creepy doll that... Did your friend
you want me to go get her?
That? Yeah, go get the
go
doll.
Get her.
And Jody will leave that doll
so
in the bed. Like, I'll go pull the covers down in the bed at night, and that thing will be lying in the bed there. It's crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she does that kind of stuff to me.
But you know, I'm never laughing.
But she is devious, and she is more scared of Chucky, that Chucky doll thing, than anything in the world. And I have never even thought about...
Oh, my God.
I've never even thought about leaving a Chucky lying around for her to find or look at in the bed or whatever. But she leaves this in there, and then she thinks it's funny. Like, she would put it in our son's...
She's so big.
She'd put it in our son's shower, and then when he pulled the shower curtain back, it would scare him. Now, imagine pulling the covers
Carl,
back.
Hi, Carl, you want to sit with us?
Pull the covers back, and that thing's lying there looking up at you.
Whoop.
Here, put the... There you go.
She's like, hey.
She kind of bad, though. She's pretty.
Uh-huh.
But just not if you're not
What's
expecting
What's that surgery
her.
People are getting where this is in and that's out?
I don't know.
Something.
Right there?
Or in.
What's that called?
Wait. Brazilian butt lift. BBL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, her pants are splitting. But yeah, she's
I didn't do that.
Fun. I've hit her in the shower when our son has gone in and he pulls it back and she's sitting there.
One time on my birthday, you know, I leave for work early in the mornings, and it was my birthday one year, and I open my truck door and there is a giant inflatable that black Spider-Man in the driver's seat of the truck. It scared the crap out of me because I get startled easily anyway.
That was mean.
I know I would hate that, but
and I do have one thing that I've talked to Riggins about it, and it would be a classic hilarious scare somebody thing. Uh-huh. And I've always said I'm going to do it to Jody, and then I never do. I always back out because I don't
want
to. Well, I'm not going to tell you now because I may do it someday.
Oh, no.
You just always have to be looking over your shoulder. Uh-uh. And that sometimes can be scarier than actually doing it.
Did you see the creepy girl on the swing?
Mm-hmm. I took a picture of it today. What is she, in the kindergarten or something? I don't know why you think she's...
Shut up.
She's not a real girl.
No. Like
Jody hates kids.
If you go down this road, she's sitting in a swing on their tree, and it's like she's got this old gown on, and her hair's black, and she's got a scary face. It's for Halloween.
Yeah.
On the way you and I came in?
Mm-hmm. I stopped and took a picture of it.
It is so scary.
That's why you got here before I did.
I was about to say, I wonder
where you went. I pass it all the time. Every time I'm like, time. The other day, though, she was turned. Yeah, like it had the swing had
like it was moving.
Twisted.
The swing was moving.
Yes,
that's awesome. Somebody, I was talking about that on the air today, and somebody wrote in to the show and said that they have one, and it actually swings and it goes la la la. La.
I just got chills.
And then a guy in Texas that was in the news today because he created a skeleton that throws up, it vomits.
Ew.
He got a water pump and hooked it up to the skeleton, and he put food coloring in the water, so
it pukes.
Looks like it's puking blood into a trash
gross.
Can.
Gross. Yeah. No, not my thing.
Mm-hmm. While we're sitting here in TJ and Jody's house, you can't tell it by watching or listening to us on the app, but the house smells delicious. Mm-hmm. Because I have a pork Boston butt in the crock pot.
We're
barbecuing tonight. And you know, a Boston butt is not a butt, it's actually a pork shoulder. It's not a, like actual buttocks. But I did that this morning. I got that going before I left for work.
I can smell it when I woke up. Delicious.
It's going to be delicious. And you are going to do those pumpkin cinnamon rolls?
Just one can, yeah. I am.
Why do you have to say it that way? Just one can.
There's two in there.
Right. So
one can.
Which, yeah. So don't, you know, get your fat ass too excited. Because I'm only doing one can.
No, I'm saving the other can for the kids because they're coming home for fall break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll see if they're good.
Well, you think they may not be good?
I don't know. I never know.
Aren't they the regular Pillsbury canned cinnamon rolls, like, but they're pumpkin flavored?
Pumpkin, like Cinnabon or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think they'll be
good? Yeah, they'll be great. As a matter of fact, I'm going to eat both cans. And I actually may take some of the icing upstairs and just wallow in it in the bed.
Fabulous.
That's hot.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Now, if you hadn't said just one can, I would have gone in and eaten the other one raw.
You still can.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All right. And so we had a little confusion because I decided we had a plan. And when Jody's plans get off, she's the type A personality. If any little thing, she's not thrown, but she wants to know why and what's going on. Because last night when I went to bed, she was going to turn the crock pot on at 10. I had to season the thing, get it in the crock pot. And she was going to turn it on at 10 this morning, and then it would be ready later in the afternoon for dinner. And then when I got up this morning, there was a note that said, turn on crock pot at 10. Well, then I got to thinking, I didn't want it sitting out of the refrigerator for, you know, 3 or so hours before Jody got up.
Hang on, it wouldn't have. What you do is you put it in there and you put that in the refrigerator, and then I take it out of the refrigerator and turn it on
right.
at 10.
But there was no room in the refrigerator.
There is out there.
Well,
I made sure.
I'm trying to go to work. I was trying to get to work.
All right. Well, anyway, and I made room.
Right. But it doesn't matter because I thought of a better way.
Okay.
Which is to go ahead and get it done earlier in the afternoon, and then I can shred it and season it and do all of that stuff.
Right.
And then when it's time for dinner, when our guests arrive, mm-hmm. all I got to do is just reheat it or either keep it on warm in the crock pot.
Yeah, just keep it on warm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but first thing this morning, you went on and turned on the crock pot.
No, yeah. I said, I thought you wanted me to turn it on at 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, it had a tone.
It was a text.
Your text had a tone.
It was a text. I just said, thought you wanted me to turn it on at 10. And then you said that about the refrigerator, being out of the refrigerator. And I was thinking, well, it won't be out of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't run everything, Jody. I need a little help from time to time. In case you haven't noticed that yet.
Yep. I noticed.
Oh, and did you pay Miss Vicky for my haircut that I got yesterday?
That you didn't. Remind me.
Yeah, I did. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, I did.
But I told you today.
No, I told you today.
No, I told you. You asked me, did you get your hair cut yesterday? And I said yes.
And you go, ooh.
Right. So so then I told you. I reminded you.
All right, well, I paid her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
So you see, we live exciting lives together.
I mean, we really do.
I mean, just think about what we've covered in these last 25 minutes or so. Jody's got sciatica. She's been painting furniture that we're all super excited
y'all
about.
Y'all would love my before and after of that.
Well, we can post that.
Okay.
When you're finished with all the afters.
I'm finished with one, two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send them to me. I'll put them in the video.
Oh, okay.
I have a picture of the little girl in the swing too.
So
put that up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then we talk about crock pot meals, which all young people are into. You know, that's the young and the hip. Talking about crock pot meals.
Crock pot meals.
And Venmo and Miss Vicky for my haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get much more living on the edge than what we're doing.
We're crazy kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to get crazier.
I know.
Maybe you should take a picture of the food you make tonight, too.
Mm. It's not going to be pretty, I don't think.
Yeah. Whatever.
Hey, just see what it looks like now. A half-cooked pork butt in the crock pot. Bet it looks so delicious.
Yeah. It was big, too.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh,
what?
Nothing. I'm going to eat a big pork butt into something gross.
All right. So you don't think a big pork butt is gross enough on its own?
This necklace keeps choking me. Sorry. Side note.
So that's something the necklace and I have in common.
Choking me? That's not funny. That's not.
Oh, I should have laughed. I'm sorry.
No. It's not funny.
Mm. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
All right, here we are, last segment of the week. Oh, almost knocked Jody's doll off.
Is she in the picture?
She was earlier, not right now.
Okay.
You can hold her beside you, though.
It's okay.
So when we miss a week, like we did last week because of that funeral that I caused, do you...
Oh, my goodness.
Do you feel like you get out of a rhythm, like you're not, like, throws you out of your routine and getting settled back in today? Did it seem different?
No, but I do like to not get off of recording on the day we are supposed to record. I do not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw what happened when we did that, Mr. Todd?
What happened?
We got messed up. Like, we couldn't catch up because we were supposed to do...
Yeah. But
we're back to Thursdays now.
Yeah, we got to do Thursdays. We got to stick to that.
And we have the big new video project that will be coming when we move into our new house.
Yes.
And the great thing about that, the interesting part that you'll want to keep up with is how long we'll actually get to stay in our new house before they take it away from us.
True. Oh, that's horrible.
I know. I'm just saying.
Way to be positive.
That's a
well, jeez. I mean, Josh's Farmer's Market can't pay our entire house note and then everything else. We need some more sponsors up on here.
We do.
How's that sneaking, sir?
Oh, yeah, Jody's been going on some calls and selling advertising and stuff. It's a new thing.
I've been doing a lot.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I was on the show Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Regan was so nervous about that.
I apologize for people because I know they're sick of seeing and hearing me.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
So were you in there the whole time?
Yes.
Like from 6 to 9?
Yes, sir.
3 hours?
I got there at 5:50 a.m.
Why did he want you in there the whole time?
I don't know.
I thought he was just...
I was there from 6 to 9.
Oh.
He ran out of there before I did. You know how he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. See you later. Like, I'm telling you, it was 9:02.
He's very shy.
Okay. So, yeah, I was there. And I left there, and I thought, you know what? Oh, my gosh, it's 9:20 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to treat myself to some chicken mini little biscuit things at Chick-fil-A. Went through there. Did I not say that right?
No. Oh. I'm just wondering if people can hear you.
Oh, and then it's chicken minis, and then I went there, and then I went to go to, I ran over to Lowe's and got some hardware for the thing I had painted. Came home, took a big nap,
So you had a, you know, without the errands, you had a day like me.
Yeah.
If you'd have just come home and taken a nap, then that would have been my day.
Oh, and I came back and put that piece of furniture together, but then I took a nap.
Mm-hmm. So did you pick on Riggins and all like you normally do, or did you just have conversations with him on the radio?
We just had conversations. I think one time he got a little... I said something about his dog, and oh, my Lord.
What did you say?
Because he was talking about how if the dog doesn't go to the bathroom on Friday or something, his whole weekend's ruined. And I was like, so do you, like, hover over the dog? Like, and he goes, hover. Oh. And I said, oh. I mean, I don't know. He said,
so are there days when his dog doesn't go to the bathroom?
All I'm telling you is if his dog does not potty, on Friday, then he worries and stares at him all weekend. Like, it ruins his weekend.
Even if he gets up and does it Saturday morning?
Yeah. And then he said something smart like, you're a helicopter parent. I said, well, look how good our kids turned out. They're fine. So other than that, no, he was just, you know, you can't say anything about his dog, really.
I know.
So I just asked, did he stare at it when it doesn't poo-poo?
Well.
Because it ruins his weekend. And then he's got to take it to the thing where he sprays him, and I don't know.
But you're not a helicopter parent.
He said I was.
We have helicopter kids. Yeah, we try to fly away. And they just keep getting right on, you know.
Yeah.
They want to be helicoptered. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not a helicopter parent?
I don't think so.
Thank you.
No.
You don't really think I am?
Mm-mm. No, that would drive me crazy.
Because what entails a helicopter parent?
Someone who is always there making sure that, you know, like cutting their meat for them, that kind of thing. following them to school. Ooh. Making sure that...
Following them.
Yeah, like making sure they get to school okay and, you know, just being, you know, hovering over them all the time.
Sure.
That's what the... Basically hovering over the kids.
But now that they're gone, I'm like...
Yeah.
Go.
And you didn't hover over them when they were growing up,
I mean, I did make sure they got to school and all those things.
Yeah, but I mean...
I did hover over boy with his grades.
No, I mean, not like that. But when I had to tell you that he can cut his own pancakes,
yeah, that was a problem.
You don't have to cut up his pancakes for him, or when you finally stopped taking Lainey's clothes in the winter when she was, you know, getting dressed or getting ready for school, and you take them and put them in front of the fireplace so they were warm when she put them on, stuff like that.
Aww.
Yeah,
I know.
But
I mean, when she got to the point where I'd carry her down the stairs and her foot was at my ankle. It was kind of time to put her down. Because she was so big.
So maybe he did have a point.
Yeah.
So
I'm not anymore, though. Like, really?
Well, no, they're grown. Like, I mean, how are you going to helicopter
a
grown?
They do helicopter us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what my whole point was in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
That joke.
Point made.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We got to go. Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.